USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he hopes to bring people back to work in less than 3 weeks. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg says somewhere around Easter time.
An optimistic President Trump says the United States is not built to be shut down. As far as when President Trump believes things can get back to normal?
I'd love to have it open by Easter. Okay, I would love to have it open by Easter. I will tell you that right now. I would love to have that. It's such an important day for other reasons, but I'll make it an important day for this, too. I would love to have the country opened up and just raring to go by Easter.
Dr. Tony Fauci, who's on President Trump's coronavirus task force, does say that Easter goal is very flexible. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Coronavirus testing may be much easier to get as the FDA has approved a diagnostic test that could tell you within 45 minutes if you have the coronavirus. The test was developed by the California-based molecular diagnostics company Cepheid, who said the company had gotten an emergency use authorization from the FDA. The test will be used primarily in hospitals and clinics. Cepheid says they will be shipping them out this week. Current tests require the samples to be sent to a lab, which could take days for the results. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Congress is closing in on a massive spending bill to help Americans.
Both sides, negotiators with the administration, are continuing to work toward a bipartisan agreement on major legislation to support American workers and families, protect small business, help stabilize our economy, and put more resources on the front lines of our healthcare battle against the coronavirus.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
After weeks of uncertainty, a decision has finally been made concerning the Summer Olympics. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
After days of conflicting reports about the status of the Summer Games in Tokyo, Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has said he has reached an agreement with the International Olympic Committee to delay the Games for at least a year because of the global coronavirus pandemic. Mike Tirico of NBC Sports is an Olympic primetime host, and he says it could affect the performance of athletes in the games.
Will they be able to repeat their readiness in 2021 as they were trying to get ready for July of 2020?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Soldiers in Spain have found multiple elderly people abandoned, both alive and dead, in some nursing homes during the coronavirus pandemic. Defense Minister Margarita Robles said the military had been utilized to help disinfect some of the nursing homes during the outbreak. There are 40,000 cases of COVID-19 in Spain, with up to 3,000 deaths, the third highest death toll in the world. Health officials said normally the bodies of people who die in nursing homes are put into cold storage at the home, but for those who die of COVID-19, those bodies are left in their beds until they can be collected. In Madrid, they're using an ice skating rink at a shopping center as a temporary mortuary. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.